ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड गजेंद्रस प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। दिदृक्षवो यस्य पदं सुमंगलम्। दिदृक्षवो यस्य पदं सुमंगलम्। दिदृक्षवो यस्य पदं सुमंगलम्। विमुक्तसंगा मुनयः सुसाधवा। विमुक्तसंगा मुनयः सुसाधवा। चरन्त्यलोकव्रतं अव्रणं वने। चरन्ते लोकव्रतम् अव्रणं वने। भूतात्मभूता सुहृदस्समे गति। Renunciates and great sages who see all living beings equally, who are friendly to everyone, and who flawlessly practice in the forest the vows of brahmacharya, vanaprastha, and sannyas, desire to see the all auspicious lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May that same Supreme Personality of Godhead be my destination. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. This verse describes the qualifications for devotees or persons highly elevated in spiritual consciousness. Devotees are always equal to everyone, seeing no distinction between lower and higher classes. Pandita samadarshinaha. They look upon everyone as a spirit soul who is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Thus, they are competent to search for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the friend of everyone, suhridam sarvabhutanam, they act as friends of everyone on behalf of the Supreme Lord, making no distinction between one nation and another, or one community and another. They preach Krishna consciousness, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, everywhere. Thus, they are competent to see the lotus feet of the Lord. Such preachers in Krishna consciousness are called Paramhansas. As indicated by the word Vimukta Sangha, they have nothing to do with material conditions. One must take shelter of such a devotee in order to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. I would like to seek sincerely the blessings of His Grace Mahadyuti Prabhu. I feel completely unqualified to be sitting in front of you. It is just by your mercy. So please, you give me the words and I can become an instrument to speak. I have taken shelter of your spiritual master, so I guess that is true. I'll try to act such that your responsibility is always respected, but by your blessings. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurade Pushpavanto Chitra Shando Tamonudo Ugropyanugraye Vayam Subhaktanam Rikeshri Keshri Vasupotanam Annesham Ugravikramaha. Translation of today's verse. renunciates and great sages who see all living beings equally, who are friendly to everyone, and who flawlessly practice in the forest the vows of brahmacharya, vanaprastha, and sannyas, desire to see the all-auspicious lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead be my destination. There is a beautiful verse in the 8th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I would like to begin by chanting this verse. Yat padayo rashatadhishalilam pradaya durvankarerapi vidhaya satim saparyam apyuttamam gatimasau bhajate trilokim dashvana viklavamana kathamartim richet. Yat padayor ashatadhi salilam pradaya durvankare apividahaya satim saparyam. Satim saparyam, one who very respectfully, or a respected personality, either ways, offers saparyam even some water, salila, just some few drops of water, or durva, some grass, ankurai, some flower buds, yat padayor, unto your lotus feet, api uttamam gatim, definitely asau. So for such a person, the topmost destination is guaranteed. Or such a person will achieve the ultimate benefit. Then, dashwan aviklavamana, for someone who has offered without any duplicity, without being a hypocrite, without any duplicity, someone who has offered everything unto you, how can such a person be punished? Katham artim, how can such a person be in a suffering condition? This is from the 8th canto. Prayers are being offered by Lord Brahma unto Lord Vamanadev, whose appearance day is today. Bali Maharaj has surrendered everything unto Lord Vamanadev. And he is standing in front of Lord Vamanadev, bound by the ropes of Varuna, feeling very much ashamed, at the same time very joyful that he could surrender everything to Lord Vishnu, to Lord Vamana. But ashamed of his behavior, that he was thinking that he could offer something unto the Supreme Lord. And remembering his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, where he remembers that how Prahlad Maharaj knew that there was no shelter or there was no one else in the three worlds who could offer him shelter. He was fearful of the dangers that may be caused by others or in the material world. And thus he took shelter of the Supreme, of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, knowing that the Supreme Lord would offer him all protection. So Bali Maharaj is remembering all of this. And he offered beautiful prayers unto Lord Vamanadev in such a mood, remembering his grandfather, a great devotee. And then Prahlad Maharaj appears and he also glorifies the Supreme Lord, and Brahmaji glorifies the Supreme Lord. And then he offers his prayers that, my dear Lord, how is it possible that if someone can simply offer you some water, some flower buds, some durva grass, he achieves the topmost destination, and it is not, there is no doubt about it, api uttamam gatim, definitely, certainly attains the topmost destination. Then here is someone who has offered everything unto you. So how come, katham artim richet, how come he is bound up? It's not possible. Definitely he is also going to achieve something very great. And then Vamanadev showers his blessings upon Bali Maharaj. So within this episode also we find Srila Prabhupada is concluding his purport by this line: one must take shelter of such a devotee in order to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In order to have the complete mercy of Lord Vamanadeva, Prahlad Maharaj is remembering his great, sorry, Bali Maharaj is remembering his grandfather Prahlad. And remembering his great qualities, remembering the service that he has rendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gets some solace. Yes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has given shelter to Maharaj Prahlad. I have taken the shelter of such a Supreme Lord, of such a master. And therefore he feels reassurance about his destination. I would like to narrate a pastime from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today is the appearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami. In relation to that, and also with taking this particular line of Srila Prabhupada's purport, one must take shelter of such a devotee in order to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are Paramhansas and Vimukta Sangha, such devotees. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. He left Navadvip and went to Jagannath Puri. There Lord Chaitanya, after some time, taking permission of the devotees, he went on the South India tour. He was trying to go to Vrindavan, but somehow that was not manifesting, so he took a tour of South India on the pretext of trying to find his elder brother. And returning back, his desire to grow to Vrindavan became more and more strong. And finally one day, after really persuading the devotees, begging them to allow him to go to Vrindavan, the Lord decided to leave Neelachal Dham and go to Vrindavan. As the Lord left Jagannath Puri, thousands of people were following him. And the Lord was just remembering, just thinking that he was going to Vrindavan. He was so much intoxicated. He was so happy. He was constantly chanting, raising his hands high up in the air, loudly calling out the holy names of the Lord. And this beautiful form of the Lord, his dancing with his hands raised in the air and constantly chanting the holy names, was so attractive that thousands upon thousands of people just started flocking behind him. They left everything behind without a second thought and became his followers. They started following him wherever he went. Somehow or the other, the Lord reached Bengal, Vidyanagar. There he stayed at the house of Vidyavachaspati for 5 days. And massive crowds were coming. They came to know that Lord Chaitanya had come. After so many years, he had come to Bengal. So people from the same side of the Ganges and those who lived on the other side of the Ganga, everyone was flocking to see Lord Gauranga. And Lord Gauranga, he was in the house of Vidyavachaspati, and people were really wanting to, they were wanting to enter the house, and this was a very precarious situation. So the Lord disappeared from there and went to Kulia. And there he was chanting, he was dancing, and he also showed his mercy to Devanand Pandit, to Gopal Chapel, and to many other people who previously had considered him to be ordinary and offended him. In this way, his following increased much more. And thus chanting, the Lord went towards Vrindavan. He was taking the road towards Vrindavan when he came to a village known as Ramakeli. By now, thousands and millions of people were just following him wherever the Lord would place his lotus feet. After he had gone ahead, they would dig up the ground and take the dirt. And Kaviraj Goswami says, there were holes in the ground. Just like in modern times, modern history states that people, just so that they may be remembered in history, place certain plaques, such and such person was here. Something similar in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya had been there. How do we know? Because there were holes in the ground. Definite holes people had dug up to take the earth that has been touched by Lord Chaitanya's feet, lotus feet. So he comes to the village of Ramakeli. And somehow here the Lord is manifesting such symptoms of divine love that the whole village of Ramakeli is attracted to him. Everyone has left their homes and just they are dancing behind him. They are surrounding the Lord, watching his beautiful form. People are crying, they are laughing. This news reaches the king of Bengal, whose headquarters or whose capital was at Ramakeli. The king, hearing the news, he started wondering that such a personality who, without giving anyone any charity, has so many people following him, definitely must be a prophet. Otherwise, why would people give up everything and follow him? He's just a mendicant. Therefore, he ordered the magistrate of Ramakeli, do not disturb this Hindu prophet. Let him do as he desires. And then he called one of his confidential ministers, Keshav Khatri, and he asked him, my dear Keshavji, I have heard of this personality who has come to our town. What do you think of him? The Muslim king wanted to know more about this prophet. Keshav Khatri, he had a long history with this king, Nawab Hussain Shah. He knew the king's mannerisms. And he knew the king could not be trusted. Therefore, just so that the king would not pay much interest to Lord Chaitanya's activities, he deflected his question. He said, actually, he's just a traveling mendicant. He's touring various holy places and he has come on his way to Vrindavan. He's just passing through Ramakeli. Not very important. Don't pay much attention to him. So, the king, he heard him out. But in his mind, he was not satisfied because he knew that this person was someone special. So then he called in another minister, Dabir Khas. And he said, I have some questions regarding this personality. Who is he? So Dabir Khas started explaining to him about the glories of Lord Gauranga. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. He is the incarnation for this age. He has come to deliver all fallen conditioned souls. And Nawab Hussain Shah was hearing all this. And he was being convinced. And then Dabir Khas tells him, my dear king, why are you questioning me? Why don't you question your own mind? You are the king who is the supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, as a representative of the supreme personality of Godhead, you already know. So whatever you desire or whatever you decide within your mind, act accordingly. So the king thought for some time and he said, yes, I think this personality is the supreme personality of Godhead. After having this discussion, the king entered his own private house. Dabir Khas, actually is Rupa Goswami, who was then known as Dabir Khas, he entered his own residence. After entering his residence, Dabir Khas met with his brother. And after much deliberation and discussion, they decided that they should go and meet the Lord incognito, in secret. Thus, the two brothers, Shakar Malik and Dabir Khas, they went to meet the Lord incognito, in the dead of the night, in the middle of the night. However, first of all, they met Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. So Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, Nityanand Prabhu already knew. Still they inquired, who are you? Oh, I am Dabir Khas, this is Shakar Malik. What is the business? We have come to meet Lord Chaitanya. So Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they explained to him that there are two personalities who have come to see you. Lord Gauranga agreed. With great humility, the two brothers, Dabir Khas and Shakar Malik, they took bunches of straw between their teeth and each one tying a cloth around his neck, fell down flat like rods before the Lord. Now, in today's culture, especially those who are born in India, this generation and the previous generation, tying cloth around your neck signifies something else. Generally, because you're brought up in this culture, it is something like, you know, Kavali, very famous, or you become hero Hiralal, and a tank cloth around your neck means something great. It's just difference of culture nowadays. Previously, trying a piece of cloth indicated that you are someone very low, fallen. A respected person would never tie a cloth. I'm not sure about the English, you know, standards of having this necktie. But previously, if you tie a cloth, a piece of cloth around your neck like a handkerchief, it means you're someone who's low class, not a very cultured person. And with bunches of straw between the indicates someone from a very low background, someone who's as low as an animal. So considering themselves lower than an animal and the lowest of mankind, with great humility, they offered dandavat pranams to the Lord. Upon seeing the beautiful features of Lord Gauranga, they were overwhelmed with joy. The very form of the Lord, this is what Lord Chaitanya explains in his teachings. Srila Prabhupada explains in the TLC teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the primary features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his form, his beauty. The secondary features are, the Gauna features are his activities, etc., etc., etc. The primary feature is his form. So just upon seeing the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga, they are overwhelmed with joy. And in great humility, out of great humility, they start crying. How can we? You know, we are so sinful. How is it possible that we are seeing the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga? They forget why they had come, and they simply start crying. Lord Chaitanya sees them crying. So he asked them to get up. Utha, utha, hailo mangal. Please, get up, get up. And he assures them of all good fortune. Everything will be all right. Please get up. The two brothers stand up. And again, taking straw between their teeth, they start offering humbly their prayers. Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dayamoy Patita Pavana Jaya Jaya Mahashaya. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful savior of the fallen souls. All glories to the Supreme Personality. Neech Jati, Neech Sangi, Kari Neech Kaj, Tomare Agrete Prabhu, Kahite Basilaj. This is one of the favorite verses often quoted by our Radha Gopinath Prabhu. He always says, Neech Jati, Neech Sangi. I am the most fallen. Neech Sangi. He often quotes this. This is quoted by Rupa and Sanatan when they come. We are the most fallen of mankind, lowest of men. And our associates and our employment is also of the lowest type. Therefore, we are feeling very much ashamed of introducing ourselves. We are feeling very much ashamed standing here before you. Because how can we explain who we are? Yes, Lord Chaitanya would be asking, so who are you? We are the lowest of mankind. So we are feeling very much ashamed of this. Herein, Srila Kaviraj Goswami, he quotes one verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that this mood that Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswami are exhibiting in front of Lord Chaitanya as being the lowest of mankind is explained, is very nicely brought out through this wonderful verse. Mattulyo nasti papatma na pradhi cha kashana parihare pilajjame kimbruve purushottama. The devotee here, according to Srila Rupa Goswami, very beautifully he is saying, dear Lord, Let us inform you. Most probably you do not know. Therefore, let us inform you that we are the most sinful of men, and there is no one more sinful than us or an offender like us. And even if we wanted to introduce ourselves, even if we wanted to remember our sinful activities, just with the thought that let us remember our sinful activities, that very thought, it is making us feel so much ashamed that we have committed so many sinful activities. We feel so much ashamed. And then what to speak of trying to give them up? Pariharepi, what to speak of trying to give them up when simply trying to speak of what we have committed is making us ashamed. This is our situation. So Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami are approaching Lord Chaitanya in this mood that, my dear Lord Chaitanya, this is who we are. And then the brothers submitted unto the Lord, following, in the following way. You have incarnated to deliver the most fallen souls. Please consider that in the whole world, there is none more fallen than us. Now you have delivered Jagai and Madhai, those two brothers. But to deliver them, you did not have to exert yourself much. Just imagine the situation. Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, the two of them have introduced Rupa and Sanatana to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa and Sanatana are offering unto Chaitanya Mahaprabhu their prayers. First of all, they introduce themselves as the lowest of all. And then they glorify Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord, you are the best deliverer of all sinful souls. And we are the most sinful of all. We have heard that you have delivered Jagai and Madhai, and it did not take much effort on your part. What must Haridas Thakur and Nityanand Prabhu be thinking? Just try to, you know, in a lighter vein, imagine. There are these two brothers with pots in their hand running after them. Stop, stop, stop. Because it was Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur had gone to beg them. Oh, you two brothers, please take up chanting of the holy names. Yes, and Haridas Thakur must be thinking, really? It wasn't too much of an exertion? But consider in that now, with this background, that what these devotees have experienced, or what Nityanand Prabhu, the Supreme Lord, and Haridas Thakur, they have experienced, consider that, with that background, think of what Srila Rupa and Sanatana are saying. They are saying, my dear Lord, to deliver Jagai and Madhai, you did not have to exert yourself much, and we will tell you why. These two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, they belong to the Brahmana caste. And their residence was in the holy place of Navadvip. They never served low class persons and never were they instruments to abominable activities. Wow. Thinking back about the life we had before Krishna consciousness. I don't think so. My residence was ever any place close to any holy dham. And caste? Who knows? And serving low persons? Oh yes. Anything that allowed us to do, you know, our sense gratification. An instrument to abominable activities? Definitely. So Rupa and Sanatana Goswami are saying that Jagai and Madhai were never instruments to any abominable activities. Jagai and Madhai, they had but one fault. They were addicted to sinful activities. However, volumes and volumes of sinful reactions are burned away to ashes simply by the chanting of your holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jagai and Madhai uttered your holy name by way of blaspheming you. Jagai and Madhai would see Lord Chaitanya as Nimai Pandit in Navadvip and say, "Hey Nimai, we've heard you sing nicely. Why don't you sing for us?" Just in sarcasm. "Oh, we've heard you're a big Pandit. Why don't you start glorifying us in Sanskrit? Oh Nimai, you're the great Nimai, aren't you? We've heard. You're Gauranga, aren't you?" So these holy names they were chanting. They uttered the holy name by way of blaspheming you. Fortunately, that very holy name became the cause of their deliverance. My dear Lord, we too are millions and millions of times inferior to Jagai and Madhai. We are more degraded, more fallen, and more sinful than they. We actually belong to the caste of meat eaters because we are the servant of the meat eaters. Indeed, our activities are exactly like those of the meat eaters. And because we always associate with such people, therefore we are inimical to the cows and the brahmanas. Mlecha jati, mlecha sangha, kari mlecha karma, go brahmane drohi sange amara sangama. So in this way, we are totally disqualified as far as Jagai and Madhai, their qualifications are seen. The two brothers, Shakar Malik and Dabir Khas, just humbly submitted that due to their abominable activities, they were now bound by their hands and neck and had been thrown into a ditch filled with abominable, stool-like objects of material sense enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada gives a 2-page purport to this verse, beautifully explaining that how in this material world sense enjoyment is actually very, very low standard of enjoyment. And how the whole world is simply engrossed in this. So now we see, sometimes we start wondering that, is it possible that we can really reflect our humility? How does one be humble, at least in words? Rupa and Sanatan Goswami could have stopped at the very first instance. It was enough. We are fallen than Jagai and Madhai. We are the most sinful. You are the most, you know, patita pavan. So please save us. But they are feeling that they have not sufficiently explained their abominable situation. They actually feel that this is not enough. Till now, all we have done is just glorify us. We really have to explain our desperate situation unto Lord Gauranga. And therefore, they start praying unto the Supreme Lord. No one within the three worlds is sufficiently powerful to deliver us. You are the only savior of all fallen souls. There is no one but you. Therefore, my dear Lord, if you simply deliver us by your transcendental strength, then your name will certainly be Patita Pavan, the savior of the most fallen. Now saying this, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, suddenly they have a thought. And they say, let us speak a word which is definitely very true. Plainly hear us, O merciful one. There is no other object of mercy within the three worlds but us. We are the most fallen. Therefore, by saving us, your mercy will be most successful. Let the power of your mercy be exhibited throughout the entire universe by saving us. You'll be glorified throughout the entire universe. You have saved Dabir Khas and Shakar Malik. Thus you'll be glorified. And a beautiful verse from the Strotra Ratna by Jamunacharya is explained here. Namrisha paramarthamevame shrinu vigyapanam ekamagrata yadi me daishyase tada dainiyastavanath durlabha. Let us offer a piece of information before you, O dear Lord. It is not at all false, but it is full of meaning. It is thus. If you are merciful upon us, then and only then there is some hope for us. Otherwise, or rather, they actually pray unto the Lord, my dear Lord, please shower your mercy upon us, otherwise it would be very, very difficult for you to find any other object of mercy. There's no hope for you, my dear Lord, if you want to be known as Patita Pavan. Your only hope is that you save us. Because there is no other object of mercy to be found in the three worlds. This is how Jamunacharya is praying in the Stotra Ratna. So in this way, they have submitted their plea unto the Lord and they are begging the Lord, there is only one way for you, my Lord, you have to save us. You have to save us. You are Patita Pavan. Therefore, you have to save us. And suddenly they feel as if, what did we ask? Are we even qualified to ask of the Lord such a blessing? Therefore, they start praying. We are very much depressed, my dear Lord, at being unfit candidates for your mercy. Yet, we have heard of your transcendental glories and activities and have become attracted unto you. Indeed, we are just like a dwarf who wants to capture the moon. What hope is there for a dwarf to capture the moon? Although we are completely unfit, yet a desire for receiving your mercy is awakening within our minds and heart. Following this, Kaviraj Goswami, he explains another prayer from Stotra Ratna itself. And Srila Prabhupada also gives a wonderful purport to this verse. Bhavantam evanucharam nirantara prashanta nishesha manorathantara kadahamai kantika nitya kinkara praharshishyami sanatha jivitam. By constantly serving the lotus feet of the Lord, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When will I be engaged as the permanent eternal servant and become as the Lord's permanent eternal servant and be completely joyful in receiving such a fitting master? Kadaham ekantika nitya kinkara praharshishyami sanat jivitam. When will I be joyful to have such a fitting master? Srila Prabhupada, he gives a wonderful point in the purport. He says, just like a dog or a servant is completely satisfied to get a master, a competent master, just as a child is completely satisfied on possessing a competent father, similarly, a spirit soul is completely satisfied in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because one is assured of complete protection by the Supreme Lord. Only when the spirit soul takes up unto the guaranteed protection of the Supreme Lord can one be free from anxiety. This life of anxiety is called material existence. Beautiful purport. Srila Prabhupada is saying that we must have faith that the Supreme Lord is our is a competent master in protecting us. And this is how Rupa and Sanatan, they submit unto Lord Gauranga. And then they keep quiet. And Lord Gauranga, he, after hearing their prayers, he says, "My dear Dabir Khas, you two brothers are my old servants. My dear Shakar Malik, from this day onwards, your name will be changed to Srila Rup and Srila Sanatan. Please abandon your humility because my heart is breaking on seeing you be so humble." And just thinking about this makes us tremble in sheer fear. The Lord's heart is breaking into pieces seeing the humility of Rupa and Sanatan. And the Lord is begging them, "Please give up your humility." I mean, all the acharyas are enthusing us, "Please become humble." And here the Supreme Personality of Godhead is requesting Rupa and Sanatan, "Please give up your humility because my heart is breaking seeing you become so humble." And then Lord Gauranga, he takes on a little lighter tone. He says, "You have written letters showing your humility, several of them. I can understand your behavior by reading those letters. So I already know, so please stop." Just by those letters, because the reason why Lord Gauranga came is because those letters attracted him to come. "By reading your letters, I could understand your heart. And therefore, to teach you a lesson, I send you one verse which read as follows. If a wife is attracted to a man other than her husband, then she very carefully carries out all of her household duties and is busy in them. However, within her heart, she is relishing the feelings of association with her paramour. I had no business in coming to Bengal. I only came but to see you two brothers. Everyone was asking me, 'Why have you come to Ramkeli? What is in Ramkeli? I mean, we've never heard of anything called Ramkeli ever. Why do you come to this village?' No one knows my intentions. So it is very nice that you two brothers have come to see me. Now you may go back home. Do not fear anything. You two brothers, birth after birth, are my eternal servants, have been my eternal servants. Certainly Lord Krishna will deliver you very soon." Then Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, he places his two hands on the heads of the two brothers. As soon as he does that, the two brothers, they melt in gratitude. And they take the lotus feet of the Lord and they place it on their heads. Seeing the mercy that is being received by the two devotees, all the other devotees who are gathered there, their hearts become engladdened and they loudly chant the names of the Supreme Lord. "Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari." Lord Chaitanya then gets up and he embraces Rupa and Sanatan. And then he turns to a devotee and said, "Please be merciful to them and deliver them." Amongst the devotees are Nityanand Prabhu, there is Srivas Thakur, there is Haridas Thakur, there is Gadadhar Pandit, there is Jagadanand, and there is Mukunda, and Murari, and Vakreshwar, and so many others. And they are all so happy. Hearing Lord Chaitanya asking the devotees to deliver them, Rupa and Sanatan taking the cue, they touch the lotus feet of all the devotees and beg them to give their mercy. The devotees are so happy, they embrace the two brothers, they congratulate them. "Very nice, very nice, you have received the mercy of Lord Gauranga. You are so fortunate." And then the two brothers are about to leave when they submit a plea to Lord Gauranga. "The king is not respectful to you, but he is a Yavana, he cannot be trusted. Your business here is over. You're going to Vrindavan with so many people. Tens and thousands of people going on a pilgrimage. This is not really very good." Lord Gauranga, he just heard them out. That morning, this all took place in the night. That morning he went to Kanhai Nath Shala. He saw various pastimes of Lord Krishna, spent the day there, and at night he meditated on what Rupa and Sanatana said. And he said, yes, if I go to Mathura with so many people, with such a crowd, the atmosphere will be disturbed. And saying thus, the Lord decided, I will go to Vrindavan in the future, either alone or with only one person. And thus he turned back. Now, we retrace back to the previous night. That previous night, when Roop and Sanatan, Davir Khas and Shakar Malik, the prime minister and the finance minister of the kingdom of Gouda, such big personalities, famous, well-known, rich, aristocratic personalities, in the dead of the night, they are wearing cloth around their neck and straw in their teeth and falling at the lotus feet of a mendicant. This was visualized by a very, very young boy from a distance. He was observing all of this very minutely. And this had such a deep impression within his heart. He saw Lord Gauranga in all of his glory. He saw the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga. That form stayed within his heart forever. Most probably that was the only time he saw Lord Gauranga Sakshat, this young boy. He saw these two great aristocratic people fall in the dust of the ground in front of Lord Gauranga and beg for his mercy again and again and again. That had such a deep impression within his heart. Throughout his life, that kind of humility stayed with him. That aspiration stayed with that young boy. He saw these great aristocratic scholars, pandits. They offer such erudite prayers unto the Lord. They were convincing the Lord in so many ways, such erudite speech. Again and again, in so many ways, they were convincing the Lord. That stayed with him later on when he wrote volumes and volumes of literature. And he saw all the devotees of the Lord, how they were happy to see someone else receive the mercy of the Lord, how they congratulated, how they were chanting the holy names. It stayed with him throughout his life to always be in the association of devotees. And most importantly, he heard from the very mouth of Lord Gauranga and all his associates the holy names. And that stayed with him. This young boy was the son of Anupam and the nephew of Rupa and Sanatan, who later on became famous as Srila Jiva Goswami, one of our most prominent acharyas. He saw those devotees take shelter of the Supreme Lord, and that had such a profound impression on him, as Srila Prabhupada is saying there, here, that later on in his life, he goes to Vrindavan, takes shelter of Rupa and Sanatan and all the Goswamis. He writes prolifically till today. No one has been able to surpass what is written. Such glorious works. He established Gaudiya Vaishnavism so strongly that there was none that could challenge him. And he was so humble. Time and again, his humility was displayed. It was tested by his own guru, Srila Rupa Goswami. And he was also the acharya of Narottam Das, Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamanand Pandit. So that is Srila Jiva Goswami. He took the shelter of such a devotee in order to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That night was the night that changed his life forever. The son of Anupam got the mercy of Lord Gauranga from a distance through the via media of all the associates of Lord Gauranga, through all the devotees who were there, and specifically his uncles, Srila Rup and Srila Sanatan Goswami. We are also fortunate to have the association of such a great personality as Srila Prabhupada, and seeing his surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his disciples who have surrendered. Recently there was a mail, and there was a conversation involving Srila Prabhupada in that mail that I read, and I want to conclude with that. There was some guest who had come to meet Srila Prabhupada and he was glorifying Srila Prabhupada. And then he left. And one of the devotees said, "This person was so nice. Prabhupada, he actually understood your glory and he was glorifying you." And then Tamal Krishna Goswami, he said, "And he was glorifying the devotees also." There are many who glorify Prabhupada, but they may sometimes deride, they may not glorify his disciples. This means that they do not appreciate the work that Srila Prabhupada has done. What he has brought about, this revolution, they do not appreciate that. But this guest, he appreciated what the devotees are doing, what the devotees have become, how they are trying to take up to the process of Krishna consciousness. Thus he has understood true glory of Srila Prabhupada. So because we are fortunate enough to have the association of such wonderful devotees as His Grace Mahadyuti Prabhu here today, we can try and take shelter of such devotees to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Would you like to offer some comments, Mahadyuti Prabhu? Corrections, please. Bhagwan Shri Vaman Dev ki jai, Srila Jiva Goswami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.